弟兄姐妹们平安。我们感谢主，早晨让我们一起聚集在主的面前，让基督成为我们的世界。
Thank the Lord that we can gather before our Lord that Jesus is all the world to us.
让我们把眼目来转向主。
Let us focus on Him.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We shall read several verses.
我们先读诗篇105篇第四节。
Psalms 105 verse 4.
诗篇一百零五篇第四节。
Psalms 105 verse 4。
好，是不是可以找着了？我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
来，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，寻求他的面。再一次哈。
Once more。
要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。我们在读哥林多前书一章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter one verse 24。
哥林多前书一章二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter one verse 24。
好，一起来读。
Let's read together。
但在那蒙召的人，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。这边讲到基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Here says, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
好，我们要翻到哥林多后书四章七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
也是我们很熟悉的圣经，我们一起来读哥林多后书四章七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
来，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。哥林多后书十二章九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9。
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
他对我说：“我的能力够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力负起我。这边保罗说他喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力来负起他。
Here Paul says that therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
最后我们要读哥林多后书十三章第三节第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3 and 4.
哥林多后书十三章第三节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
基督在你们身上。哥，这样可以哈？哦，对，因为我们从中间开始读哈。哥林多后书第十三章第三节哈。基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。这边讲到说，基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你又聚集我们一同在你的同在的里面。
You gather us in your presence.
你要我们一起来寻求你的面。
You want us to seek your face.
我们说你的面，我们正在寻求。
We want to say that we are seeking your face.
哦，主，愿你来对我们来扬脸。主，让我们可以来，哦，主，看见，哦，主，你在我们每个人身上的心意。
May you turn your face to us.So that we know your will.
让我们看见基督在我们里面不是软弱的，乃是有大能的。
We know that Christ in us is not weak but mighty.
哦，主，我们在地上常有许多的软弱。
On earth we have weaknesses.
但是我们在基督里面，我们可以得着刚强。
But in Christ we have the power.
我们愿意早晨，主，你用你的话语再来刚强我们。
May you use your words to strengthen us.
让我们在地上，主，能够来为你来。做荣耀的见证。
On earth, so that we can glorify your name and testify for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
前两次在这边跟弟兄姐妹交通到， 基督的馨香和基督的美丽。
I have shared with you the fragrance of Christ and the beauty of Christ.
今天愿意跟大家一起，我们来思想基督的能力。
Today we want to meditate on what is the power of Christ.
我想问大家，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在生活里面是不是常常得到基督的能力，使我们在工作、生活、侍奉当中可以充满着赞美，充满着喜乐，充满着生命和力量呢？
Do we have the power of Christ in our daily life, in our work, so that our life is filled with Christ, praise and joy?
是不是？好像大家不是很有把握哈。
We don't have the assurance.
啊，真是我们感谢主，他是我们的能力。
Thank the Lord, He is our power.
啊，我们若藏在他的里面呢，我们就可以从他主的里面可以重新得力。
If we are in Him, that we can be strengthened by Him.
在我们的工作，在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉当中呢，我们可以从主来得力量。
In our work, our service, we can be strengthened by Him.
我们在自己里面是软弱，但在主里面是可以有大能的。
In ourselves, we are weak, but in Him, we are strengthened.
首先，我们来看能力是属于神的。
We want to see that power belongs to God.
我们知道，在神在宇宙的中，他是一切力量的源头。
We know that God is the source of all strength, power.
那神的能力显在哪里呢？
Where did it manifest?
那我们可以看到神的能力至少显在两方面。
In two aspects, He does that.
因为神是使无变有的神。
He has changed. He calls the things which are not being into being.
呀，所以神就是创造的神。
He is the creator.
在创造的里面，我们看见神的能力。
In creation, we see His power.
另外，神是使人复活的神。
He also quickens the dead.
那我们就可以看到，这是神救赎的这样的能力。
We see that the power of redemption in His.
所以圣经上告诉我们，亚伯拉罕所信的神是使死人复活，是使无变有的神。
The Bible tells us the God of Abraham has caused the things which are not being into being.And He has risen all the dead.
我们知道，当神来创造世界的时候，神说要有光，就有了光。
When God created the universe, He said, "Let there be light." There is light.
靠着神的大能大力呢，神创造了整个的宇宙。
By His mighty power, He created the whole world.
他不仅用他的话来创造，他用他的全能的命令，意思就是他大能的话语呢，来托住这个世界。
He not only created the world.By His word, He upholding all things by the word of His power.
所以能力属于耶和华。
Because the power belongs to Jehovah.
那但是神不仅他是能力的源头呢，他也愿意我们来依靠他。
Not only He is the source, He is willing for us to trust Him.
所以刚才我们读的诗篇告诉我们说，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
The Psalms tells us, seek the Lord in His strength, seek His face evermore.
那大卫也说，耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
And David tells us, the Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation.
今天我们播饼聚会，我们唱到我的诗歌是耶稣，对不对？
In the communion service, we have sing the song.
我们是神是我们的力量，是我们的诗歌，也是我们的拯救。
He is our power, He is our song, He is our salvation.
啊。诗篇也告诉我们说，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
The Psalm also tells us, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
哎，真是愿意我们每个人都是这样子的光景，就是靠着主，心里有力量，心中向往锡安大道。
May we all trust in Him and that we long for the pilgrimage.
但是在旧约的时代，真正得着神能力以耶和华为力量的人不多。
But in the Old Testament, at that time, not many people had gained the power of God.
为什么呢？因为神的生命还没有进到人的里面。
Because God's life has not entered into man.
就算人得着神的力量，也不过常常是外加的，是暂时的，而且不能持久。
Even though the man may have strength from God, but it's only extra and temporary.
但是当日期满足的时候呢，感谢主，神就差遣他的爱子来拯救我们。
But when the fullness of time has come, God has sent His beloved Son to save us.
要把这个大能的生命放在我们的里面。
He wants to put this power of life into us.
所以在以赛亚书有讲到说，有一个人他从以东来，他穿着红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大。
So in the book of Isaiah, it says, "Who is this who comes from Eden, with dyed garments from Bozeth?"
他能力广大，以大能施行拯救。
He saves with mighty save.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this?
谁是穿着这红衣服的人呢？
Who's wearing this red garment?
谁是有这个大能力施行拯救的呢？
Who has this mighty power?
我们知道这就讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
We know this is speak of Jesus Christ.
圣经上讲到说，他独自揣九榨，然后呢，他把他自己的生命为我们舍了。
Bible tells us he tread the winepress alone. He gave his life.
他用他大能的膀臂来施行拯救。
He saved with his mighty arm.
那感谢主，我们没有一个人能够来救自己，也没有一个人能够救别人。
Thank the Lord that no one can save themselves nor others.
神是这样伟大的神，可是跟我们有什么相干呢？
God is so mighty. What does he have anything to do with us?
神是大能的神，可是我们怎么样能够得着神的能力呢？
How can we gain his strength? He is so mighty.
感谢主，主就是这位用他自己的膀臂来施行拯救的主。
He is the Lord that saved with his arm.
他来了，他为我们舍命，他让我们可以来得着他的生命。
He gave his life to save us so that we have his life.
所以第一方面我们就看见，神，他是所有力量的源头。
In one aspect, we see that he is the source of power.
能力属于神。
The power belongs to God.
那但是我们在这个能力上，我们本来是跟神无分无关的。
Originally, we have no portion in this power.
神要我们得着他的能力，可是我们得不着他的能力。
God wants us to have the power, but yet we cannot have.
他是我们要先要得着他的生命，
First,
还能够有神的能力，能够来彰显。
First, we have to have his life so that we can manifest his power.
所以圣经上讲说，基督就是神的能力。
So the Bible tells us Christ is the power of God.
所以讲，虽然人背叛了神，人堕落，犯罪堕落。
Even though man has fallen short of God.The glory of God.
但是感谢主，神差遣了他的儿子来拯救。
Thank the Lord that He sent His beloved Son to save.
然后他为我们死在十字架上，又为我们复活。
He was crucified on the cross and he was resurrected.
所以哥林多前书告诉我们，基督总为神的能力，是神的智慧。
So the First Corinthians tells us that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
能力这个字在希腊的原文，是翻出来叫做dynamis.
In the original text for the word power means dynamic.
那我想大家可以猜得到大概是什么意思哈。
Maybe you can guess what is the meaning.
就是 dynamite, 对不对？
Means dynamite.
是什么？是炸药的意思。
Means dynamite.
啊。
Explosive.
啊，那。这个能力呢，就是一个会爆炸的力量。
The power is very explosive.
这个能力还有一个意思，那就是神迹或异能的意思。
There's another meaning means a miracle.
所以圣经上讲说，耶稣在诸城中行了许多的异能。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus had performed many miracles.
这个异能哈。跟这个能力是同一个字。
The power means a miracle.
不是靠人的力量，乃是靠神的力量。
It's not by the power of man, but by the power of God.
那圣经上告诉我们，基督总为神的能力，基督这边就讲到说，基督总为神的能力。
Christ is the power of God.
神的能力从基督身上彰显。
The power of God was manifested on Christ.
那这个能力呢，跟我们一般天然的能力不同。
This power is different than our natural power.
甚至常常相反。
Often it is the opposite.
那神的能力从哪里来彰显呢？
Where can God's power be manifested?
我们要从几方面来看。
We need to look at it from several aspects.
第一方面， 神的能力呢是从赞美中显出。
The power of God is manifested through praising.
在诗篇第八篇告诉我们说
，In Psalm 8 tells us,
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger.
这个从婴孩和吃奶口中建立的能力，也可以翻成从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全的赞美。
The phrase that ordained strength can be translated into established praise.
所以这能力呢，就讲到。神的能力呢，就显在赞美的身上。
This power is manifested through praising.
那赞美呢，来自婴孩的口中。
Praising through the mouth of infant.
哎，这是不是很奇妙呢
？Isn't that amazing？
因为婴孩本来是最软弱，而且最需要帮助的。
Infants are the one that weak and need help.
但是神却在婴孩和吃奶的口中完全的赞美。
But God perfected the praise through the mouth of babes.
这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就首先我们要看见神能力的彰显呢，不能靠自己的力量。
We need to see that God's power is not manifested through our own strength.
婴孩和吃奶没有自己的力量，他只有单单依靠神。
The babes and the nursing infants, they don't have power, but they have to trust in God.
第二方面呢，我们知道婴孩就代表一个心灵很单纯的人。
Infants represent that pure in heart.
主耶稣说，我感谢你，像这些事情，像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显露出来。
God says, Jesus said that you hide these from the wise, but reveal to the infants.
所以感谢主，如果要神在哪里显出他的能力呢？
Wherever God reveals His power,
就像心灵单纯的人来显明。
Only to those pure in heart,
心灵单纯的人就能够来赞美神。
Those who are pure in heart, they can praise God.
然后就能够来建立神的能力。
They can establish praise and the power.
这就是不是从人来，乃是完全从神来的。
Because this is from God directly, not from man.
那。第三方面呢，是赞美可以让仇敌闭口无言。
The third aspect that praising can close the mouth of the enemy.
我们记得在旧约约沙法王的时候呢，那时候有摩押人、亚门人还有米利乌人呢，成为大军来攻打犹大。
In the Old Testament, there's a king that they have many enemies coming to.
约沙法王，
Josaphat。
然后呢，但是他们在极难的当中呢，他们约沙法王呢，他们就派了一群赞美的人在前面。
But when they were in trouble, the king Josaphat sent a group of praise people praising in front of them.
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，那敌人就被打败了。
When they began to sing and praise, the enemy was defeated.
我们感谢主。从这个基督是神的能力是从哪方面来看呢
？Where can we see the power of Christ？
从赞美来看
，through praising。
赞美是从婴孩和吃奶的口中
，praise is through the mouth of babes and nursing infants。
是从一个完全依靠神的这样单单心灵单纯的人里面
，only through the person with pure heart and simple spirit。
而且呢，能够让仇敌闭口无言。
And they can defeat the enemy.
第二方面呢，我们来看基督的能力从哪里来显出来呢
？The second aspect that we can see the power of manifestation
是从瓦器里面显出来。
Is through the earthen vessels.
保罗告诉我们，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And Paul tells us that.We have this treasure in the earthen vessels. The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这个莫大的能力，是从瓦器里面的宝贝显出来的。
The excellence of power is manifest through the treasure in the earthen vessels.
我们知道瓦器是卑微的。
We know earthen vessels are lowly.
是非常普通的。
It's very common.
是你跟我就是这瓦器。
Just you and I are the earthen vessels.
可是这瓦器却可以盛装一个宝贝。
But these earthen vessels can have this treasure in it.
我不晓得有没有人听过这样的一个描述哈。
I don't know if you have heard this description.
就是我是一个平凡的人，但是我有一位不平凡的神。
I am the common one, but I have an uncommon God.
Ordinary.
Ordinary. I'm the ordinary man with an extraordinary God.
Okay. 哎，我想我希望我们每个人都能够有这样的经历。
I wish we all have this experience.
那刚才我们的弟兄领事的时候讲说，这世界对我们是很残酷的。
When the brother lead the song, he said that the world is cruel to us.
是的，这事实上，我们若尽心尽意在世上工作呢，事实上不见得这世界不见得会用公平来回待我们。
When we work in this world, we give it all, but the world may not repay us with all.
我们是一个普通的人。
We are ordinary.
是一个平凡的人。
We just common.
但是感谢主，在这瓦器的里面呢，却有一个宝贝。
But thank the Lord, in this earthen vessel, there's a treasure.
让我们这个平凡的人里面有一个不平凡的主。
Let the ordinary one with an extraordinary God.
Yeah. 那我想问大家，我们是不是可以在我们的生活的里面来显出这位不平凡的主呢
？In our daily life, can we manifest this extraordinary God?
是不是在我们的工作的里面，在我们家庭的里面？在我们生活的里面，在我们的服事当中
，in our work, in our daily life, in our family life, in our service,
我们可以说我算不得什么
，I'm nothing, I can say.
但是我却有一个宝贝在我的瓦器的里面
，But I have this treasure in me.
来显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It's to show that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
保罗说他四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Paul said we are hard pressed on every side yet not crushed, we are perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed.
我想这就是我们信主的一个非常宝贵的一个生命在我们里面的一个的表现。
This is why we have this precious life in us we can manifest.
我们当环境艰难的时候，我们可以不必像世人那样的忧虑。
When the surrounding is very hard pressed, we don't need to worry.
因为我们知道我们里面有一位不平凡的主。
Because we know we have this extraordinary God in us.
他要负我们一生的责任。
He will be responsible for us.
我不是说我们在外面不会遭遇到难处。
I'm not saying that we will not encounter hardship.
而是我们的眼光就跟世人不一样。
But what we our perspective is different than the world.
是的，我们需要一个工作。
Yes, we need to work.
是的，我们需要健康。
We need health also.
是的，我们也孩子也需要上学。
Our children need to go to school.
但是我们却这个却不是我们最终的目的。
Yeah, this is not the final purpose.
我们知道主会保守我们一直到路中。
We know our God will keep us to the end.
所以我们可以说有这个宝贝在我们的瓦器的里面呢，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
So that we can say this treasure in the earthen vessel is the excellence power of God may be of God and not of us.
然后保罗就接着讲说，身上常常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Paul also tells us always caring about the in the body of dying of the Lord Jesus that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
因为我们这些活着的人是常为耶稣被交在死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
所以这讲到什么呢？
What does it speak of?
讲到基督的能力显在死而复活的生命上。
When the power of Christ is manifested in the resurrection life.
保罗好几次他自己都以为自己是已经必死了。
Many times Paul thought of himself was dying.
他说我们在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能生，甚至活命的指望都绝了。更多后续一张八节。
Brethren, you shall know that in, you have encountered many affliction in the, you may be pressed, but you cannot overcome.
那心里面断定自己是必死的。
He thought of himself he would die.
但是呢，他说我不要靠，我叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
We should not trust in, we should not trust ourselves, we only depend on the God has resurrected.
他说神曾经救我们脱离那极大的死亡，
God has saved us from the death.
现在人要 救我们，
He's saving us.
将来还要救我们，
He will save us in the future.
所以我们常常听见这句话说人的尽头就是神的起头。
We heard that the phrase that the end of the man is the beginning of God.
我们是不是常就经历过这样的情形呢？
Have we experienced that?
是不是常经历到说我不行了，没有神帮助我就过不去了？
Have you experienced that I cannot handle it unless God help me, I cannot overcome?
所以圣经上有几个地方特别讲到死就死吧。
Many places in the Bible says I shall die. Let me die.
死 OK， 在我想有没有弟兄姐妹知道说至少有两个地方讲到死就死吧？
There are two places in the Bible mention that.
一个是谁？以斯帖，还有一个呢？还有一个在哪里？还有一个是以利亚和寡妇的，对不对？啊，我们知道那时候，神让饥荒降临在地上。
We know there's famine on the earth.
所以神呢，最起初是打发乌鸦去喂以利亚。
So God sent a raven to feed Elijah.
然后呢，靠他以利亚靠溪水来过生活。
So he was feeding by the stream.
后来，溪水也绝了哈，也干了。
But the stream dried up.
然后乌鸦也不来了。
The raven stopped coming.
所以呢，神就打发以利亚呢去一个撒勒法家寡妇的家里面。
So God sent Elijah to a widow's house.
然后呢，他就要这个以利亚就要寡妇给他做一个饼，对不对
？So he asked the widow to make a bread for him.
然后呢，那寡妇说：“那我就只有这么一点点饼，怎么这么一点面，这么一点点油？那吃了死就死吧。
”The widow said, "I only have this much flour and oil. Let us all die as we eat."
那他做了没有
？Did she make the bread?
他就做了，对不对
？Yes。
他死了没有
？Did he die？
他没有死，对不对
？Nope。
好，这就是一个经历从死里复活的功课。
This is the experience of risen from the dead。
你知道圣经上说，神叫瓶里的油没有短缺，坛里的那个面也没有缺少。
Bible tells us there's no short of oil or the flour in the bowl。
那为什么没有短缺呢
？Why there's no short？
是要先把那个饼做了，然后给以利亚吃，对不对
？She had to first make the bread for Elijah.
啊，就是我们把神的需要摆在前面。
Because we place the need of God before us.
然后就没有短缺，就没有缺乏。
We shall not have shortage or need. 啊，
其实这个原则在我们的生活里面，我们也可以来经历的。
We can experience this principle.
如果我们呢自己很厉害。都那这样就不需要依靠神了，对不对？什么事情自己解决就可以了。
If we are so able that we can do all things, resolve all things, then we don't depend on God.
只有当这寡妇她发现说，她这个最后一个饼做了以后呢，她给以利亚吃了，然后他们自己吃了呢，他们就没了。这时候呢，哎，她才经历到神的恩典。
Only when the widow made the last bread for Elijah and his and her family, then she experienced it.The mighty power of God.
我稍微岔开讲一件事情。
I want to mention something else.
我们知道，这保罗呢，他自己是支帐篷的。
We know Paul meant the tent.
然后呢，他自己的双手供应他自己和同工的需用。
He works to support all the co-workers with him.
但是呢，他还做一件事。
He does another thing.
他就到那个外邦的教会的里面呢，那时候耶路撒冷的教会有需要，他到外邦的教会里面，然后来请他们来顾念到耶路撒冷教会的需用。
He also go to churches outside of Jerusalem so they can support them.
Yeah. 所以他说这些教会呢，他们在极穷当中呢，显出他们乐捐的后恩，就在哥林多后书第八章第四节，第八章第二节、当保罗他在把马其顿教会的为着耶路撒冷教会的奉献呢带到耶路撒冷，那时候保罗在哥林多后书第八章讲说，就是他们在患难受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
So at the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality.
那保罗说他们是按着力量而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing.
然后最后呢，那保罗这边就讲到说他说在第九节哈，在第八章第九节讲说，他说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
我为什么讲这个呢？
Why do I want to mention this?
因为我们如果没有经历到自己没有办法的时候，
If you have not experienced that you are not able,
你没有办法，你没有走到路到好像看到下一餐不晓得在哪里的时候，
If you have not come to the point that you don't know where the next meal will come,
如果你每天都觉得都很丰富哈，
If you feel like you are abundant every day,
那也许我们这一生我们就靠着自己来过生活，
That you may live for your own ability every day,
但是如果当这个寡妇他来经历到说他最后一餐吃完就没有的时候，
When the widow experienced that she has experienced the last meal,
当他发现他把这个交在神的手中他就没有的时候，
When she put this last meal into her God's hand, then she will have nothing.
神却让瓶里的油也没有短缺，坛里的面也没有缺少。
But God had, would not let the oil run short or the bread or the flour in the bowl run short.
这就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这就是基督的能力。
This is the power of Christ.
基督不是也为我们本来富足却为我们成了贫穷吗？
Christ had become poor for our sake.
我们聚会当中哈，我们很少讲奉献的事。
In our meeting, we seldom mention offering.
我们教会聚会也不传奉献袋，对不对？
We don't pass the offering bag.
很多的聚会你去了以后呢，他每次聚会都要传奉献包或奉献袋的。
Many other churches they will pass the offering bag.
好像那我们教会没有这样子的执行。
We don't practice this.
并不是说我们不要奉献。
It's not that we don't need to offer.
我们若不奉献，就没有办法经历神的恩典。
If we don't offer, then we cannot experience the grace of God.
我讲这个并不是说我们教会需要钱啊，请大家都来奉献。
I'm not saying this because church needs money.
但是神告诉我们说，他为我们，他本来是富足的，为我们成为贫穷，好叫我们可以因他的贫穷成为富足。
But God tells us that he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, and you through his poverty might become rich.
马其顿的教会呢，他们在极穷之间还格外显出乐捐的厚恩。
The church of Macedonia, they had grace to offer more.
所以感谢主，这就是基督的能力显在人的这些尽头的上面。
Thank the Lord, this is the manifestation of God's power through on these poverty of man.
所以愿大家能够来经历这件神的恩典哈。
May we all experience the grace of God.
能够把自己摆上。
So we can offer ourselves.
能够来经历神的恩典。
So we can experience His power.
当我们把自己付给出去的时候呢，神他就要更多来加给我们。
When we give ourselves, God will give us more.
当我们没有来付出，当我们把所有的事情都为自己安排的时候呢，都安排好了，我们就很难来经历神的恩典。
If we had arranged everything for ourselves, then we cannot experience God's grace.
所以我是觉得我们教会没有讲奉献道，实在是亏欠弟兄姐妹。
If we did not, I feel that we fall short of brothers and sisters because we did not talk about the offering.
圣经上不是讲到说我们把自己都顾好以后，剩下了来才来给来关心神家的事。
The Bible did not teach us to do.Arrange all things for ourselves first, and then care about church.
那寡妇说：“那我要回家，我要做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。”
The widow says, "I will make the bread and let us die."
但是她却没有死，她却来经历神的恩典。
But she did not die, and she experienced the grace of God.
我们知道以斯帖，也是一样的情形。
Same happened to Ezra.
因为他那时候要违例进神。去见那个王，那他不知道是不是王会伸出金杖来。
She did not know God, the king will offer the golden staff.
但是他还是为着以色列的缘故呢，然后他就去见王。
But for the sake of Israel, she went to the king.
我不晓得大家有没有类似的经历。
I don't know you have the same experience.
靠着自己好像是死定了。
Depending on yourself, you are dying.
但是靠着神的恩典又可以活过来。
But by the grace of God, you can live.
这件事情我常常在经历。
I experience this often.
我记得我以前读书的时候考期末考的时候，有一次要考生物化学。
When I was in school, the final came, I was taking the test for biology and chemistry.
Biochemistry. 那因为那个功课呢，就是要背很多很多的。
In that class, I need to memorize a lot.
然后呢，我到考试前一天呢，我发现我脑袋空空的。
Before that day, I said my heads were empty. Well, I don't remember.
好多要背，但是我好像什么都不记得。
Seems like I don't remember anything.
所以我就只好去操场去走路。
So I walk in the schoolyard.
然后呢，就一直跟神祷告。
I pray to the Lord.
所以感谢主，后来神也让我能够平静下来。
Thank the Lord, He put His peace in me.
那考试也考过，我也忘记我考几分，反正过了就是了。
At the end, I passed the test.
那有时候我们在工作的里面呢，有很大的压力。
We have a lot of pressure in our work.
有时候呢，有一些期限，然后是很难的工作。
There's a dead end. Dead end is the end.
有个
dead time. Deadline. Deadline.
然后呢，是很难的工作，可能我根本没有办法完成的。
We couldn't finish the work.
有时候你要去做报告，然后呢，要在很多人面前做报告，但却没有准备好。
You have to report to many others, but you were not prepared.
所以我常常需要到主的面前去祈祷告。
So I often need to come to the Lord and pray.
我想不晓得大家有没有这样的经历。
I don't know you have the experience.
有时候在服事当中，好像也很难很难哈，这件事情不晓得怎么能够完成。
In the service is the same way. I don't know how to accomplish this.
因为属血气的人不能够来做属灵的事。
A man in the flesh cannot do the spiritual work.
所以呢，每一件事情好像都是很难的。
So many things are difficult.
好像没有办法完成的。
Could not finish.
但是基督的能力显在哪里呢？
Where does the power of Christ manifest?
基督能力显在死而复活的生命上面。
The power of Christ manifested in the life that was risen from the dead.
所以你如果有这样的经历，好像说，哎呀，我死定了，没办法了。
If you had an experience that you know that you're dying,
为这个感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为这就是我们要到神面前来求神见神面的时候。
This is the time you come to face to the Lord.
这把我们逼到神的面前要跟神祷告的时候。
We were pressed to seek Him.
pray him.
所以基督的能力呢，要显在死而复活的生命上面。
The power of Christ manifested in the life of the dead has been risen.
那下面我们就要来讲到怎么样才能够得到基督的能力呢？
Then we want to talk about how can we have this power of Christ.
第一方面，要仰望基督，寻求他的面。
First aspect, we need to live out our soul to Christ and seek his face.
诗篇告诉我们要寻求耶和华和他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
The Psalm tells us that we need to seek his strength and seek his face evermore.
哥林多后书也告诉我们说，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。哥林多后书四章
Corinthians chapter 4,
六节哈，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
He tells us, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness and has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们怎么样来能够得着基督的能力呢？
How can we have this strength?
我们要来仰望耶稣基督，寻求他的面。
We need to look up to his face, but we need to seek his face.
好叫神的能力能够来在我们的软弱上能够 显明出来。
So that his power can be manifested in our infirmity.
保罗说他喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Paul says that he loved to boast in his weakness.
好叫基督的能力来覆庇他。
So that the power of God can cover him.
当他来仰望主的时候，然后呢，他就什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Whenever he's weak, then he's strengthened.
第二方面，要怎么能够得到基督的能力呢？
How can we have his strength?
要与主耶稣常有交谈。
We need to have fellowship with Christ.
我们记得当主耶稣复活以后呢，然后他在往以马忤寺的路上遇见两个门徒。
We know on the way to Emmaus.Christ was had met two disciples.
那这两个门徒还不知道主耶稣复活了。
Those two disciples did not know that the Christ has resurrected.
所以他们两个人面带愁容。
They were worried.
但是他们遇见主，主跟他们讲圣经的时候呢，他们与主交谈以后呢，他们的心就火热了。
When they fellowship with Christ, their heart was burning.
所以要怎么样得着基督的能力呢？
How can we have the power of Christ?
我们要每天与主交谈。
We need to fellowship with Christ.
怎么与主交谈呢？
How do we talk with him?
要每天读经、祷告、亲近神。
We need to pray every day and read the Bible every day.
这是没有捷径的。
There's no short way.
Shortcut.
Shortcut.
我们要常常来与主交谈。
We need to fellowship with Christ.
然后第三方面，怎么样能够得到基督的能力呢？
The third aspect is
要借着圣灵来在我们的里面来成为我们的力量。
Through the Holy Spirit, He is the power in us.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
所以我们要来祷告主，让我们常常可以有圣灵，被圣灵来充满我们。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit often.
那个才是我们得力的根源。
That is the source when we gain power.
所以保罗在罗马书十五章十三节也讲到说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound.In hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵的能力能够大有盼望。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, we have hope.
好，最后我们要讲到得着基督能力的表现。
Lastly, we want to talk about the manifestation after we have gained the power of Christ.
一个得着基督能力的人有什么表现呢？
What does he manifest?
第一个，得着力量来赞美神。
You have power to praise God.
那我圣经讲说，诗篇讲到说，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
The Psalm tells us, Jehovah, you are my strength.
我爱你。
I love you.
耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。
God is the song and the strength. He is my salvation.
我要赞美他。
I want to praise him.
所以有人这样讲说，基督徒的生活，我们要怎么样过一个基督徒的生活呢？不是靠意志的能力，乃是靠生命的力量。
The Christian life is not by will, but by the power of life.
乃是从这个力量是从生命里面流出来的。
The power is through life.
上个礼拜 Lawrence 弟兄在这边交通到基督是我们的生命。
Brother Lawrence talked about Christ is our life last week.
我听了弟兄的交通，我觉得非常受感动。
I was very deeply moved.
真的是基督是我们的生命，我们每天要靠着基督的生命来活，而不是靠我们自己的生命来活。
We need to live by the life of Christ every day, not by ourselves.
那我想请问，过去这一周，当我们听了这个道以后呢，我们是不是活在这个基督是我们的生命的实际里面呢？
Are you, did you live in the reality last week in this, the crisis, your life?
我们不希望说我们每次来听了一个人道呢，然后回去又是老样子，下礼拜再来听一遍道。
Don't just, listen to the sermon and then go back, live the same way and then come back to listen another one.
我们可以在生活的里面呢，我们来操练，这个基督是我们的生命。
In our daily life, we need to practice Christ's life.
这生命活出来就是赞美。
Manifesting the life is praise.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹，过去这个礼拜呢，我们是赞美的多呢，还是抱怨的多
？I want to ask you, did you praise more or complain more?
但愿我们慢慢的一天一天的借着亲近神，然后呢，让基督是我们的生命可以成为实际。
When we draw near to God, the real reality of the power of Christ is in us.
我们可以得着力量来赞美神。
We have the strength to praise God.
在现在的社会的里面呢，如果说我们所听见、我们所看见这世界上的东西呢，都是充满着抱怨的。
What we see in the world is all complaining.
都是充满着这些咒诅的话。
Filled with words of curse.
Yeah.好像在你若看一些这些限制级的电影呢，它都是这些脏话在里面。
When you see the X-rated,
no, R-rated,
R-rated, R-rated, then they are filled with
curses.
Okay.
那我不晓得大家觉得怎么样？有时候我比如说坐飞机的时候会要看一些电影。
When you are on the plane, then you might see some movies.
看一看我就觉得说，哎，需要洗一洗我的耳朵。
When I watch it, I feel like my ear need to be cleaned.
Cleanse.
Cleanse.
这些智障的话，实际上这些潮流，真的是越来越污秽，越来越远离神。
The wave of the world is apart from God.
但是感谢主。我们有基督的能力在我们的里面，有基督的生命在我们里面，所流露出来的就应该是赞美。
But thank the Lord that we have the life of Christ and His power in us. What we manifest is praise.
第二方面，我们得着基督能力的表现是什么呢
？What is the second aspect when we have His power?
我们可以得着力量来胜过试炼。
We have the strength to overcome the trial.
我们天然的人常常在自己里面是刚强的。但是在主里面呢，却是软弱的。
The natural man that they are strong in themselves, but weak in the Lord.
如果这样子，当试炼来临的时候呢，我们一定站立不住，一定要跌倒的。
When the test comes, that we cannot stand.
相反的，我们如果能够在自己里面是软弱，在主里面是刚强的，那这样我们就可以胜过试炼。
When we are weak in ourselves, but strong in the Lord, then we can overcome the trial.
有一首诗歌，就是我们也常常唱的诗歌，就是每一天。这边讲到每一天所度过的每一个时刻，我获得力量胜过试炼。
There's a song that every day the power.
每一天所度过每一个时刻，我获得力量胜过试炼。
I have the strength to overcome the trial every day.
如果你没有力量，你就做不到。
If you don't have the strength, you cannot do.
我前两个礼拜回台湾去看我妈妈。
Two weeks ago, I went back to Taiwan to visit my mom.
我想在座有些弟兄姐妹也见过我妈妈。
Some of our sisters have seen my mother.
我妈妈以前呢，一年当中大概有一半的时间跟我住。
Last year she spent.
一年以前。
A year ago.
No, 以前。
Before.
她一年的时间有一半时间跟我住。
She spent half a year with me.
她自己也开车到处跑。
She can drive and she went to places.
可是我母亲呢，她十几年前得了那个巴金森症。
But maybe 10 years ago, she had Parkinson's disease.
那这几年呢，就越来越严重。
It got more serious.
那巴金森症呢，到最后最很明显的事情就是显出来就是没有力气。
The most symptoms is that she does not have strength.
刚开始手脚没有力气，然后就走不动。
It started with no strength in the limbs, and then she cannot walk.
然后呢，就甚至连吃饭都没有力气，吞咽都有困难。
Even she cannot feed herself or even swallow.
那现在呢？这次我回去呢，我妈妈一天只能够讲一两句话。
My mom can only speak one or two sentences a day.
因为连讲话的力气也没有。
She doesn't have the strength to talk.
所以有力气是很重要的。
It's very important to have strength.
那现在呢？我们也只有接着祷告，求妈妈每天仍然心里面有平安和喜乐。
Through prayer, we only could ask the Lord to give her peace in her heart. So she cannot come here anymore.
但是感谢主，她还是主还是有给她仍然在晚年的时候呢，她也仍有一个好的照顾。
But thank the Lord, in her latter years, she was taken care of.
我们。感谢主，主今天还赐给我们能够有力量，让我们能够工作，让我们能够生活，让我们能够侍奉。
Thank the Lord that He still gave us strength to serve, to work, and to live.
但是我们要跟主祷告说：“主啊，你不只是要给我这些身体上的力气，这肉身上的力气，我们还要求主让给我们有属灵的能力。”
We not only ask the Lord to give us the strengthen our body, but we have to have spiritual strength.
让我们可以有这个基督的能力来胜过试探。
We have the power of Christ to overcome the trial.
在软弱的当中呢，
temptation.
我们可以来经历神的大能。
In our weakness, we can experience His power.
这个能力不是显在骂人的上面。
This power is not to scold at others.
这能力不是显在打孩子的上面。
Or even teach your children strength, hit your children, beat your children.
也不是显在跟弟兄姐妹争吵上面。
It's not to argue with your sisters, brothers and sisters.
不是显在说谁的声音大谁就赢的上面。
Whoever is loud, then that person has more power.
相反的，基督的能力是显在那些不可爱的人。
Is to manifest to love those who are not lovable.
基督的能力是显在饶恕那不可饶恕的。
Manifested on the forgive those who are not forgivable.
来服侍那些很难服侍的。
To serve those who are not, it's hard to serve.
当有争执的时候呢，基督的能力是显在那个先说对不起的人身上。
In the argument, the manifestation of power is on those who say sorry, who apologize first.
我想这些我们在生活上有许多的例子。
We have many samples in our lives.
我们常常有失败，有时候得胜。
We fail, yet sometimes we overcome.
我们的祷告就是让我们自己的力量能够微小，让基督的能力呢能够丰富起来。
Our prayer is to have ourselves to decrease, but Christ increase.
让我们向自己死，来向生活。
We die to ourselves, but live to our Christ.
第三方面，基督的能力显在为主做见证上面。
The third aspect is to testify for the Lord.
基督在我们的里面不是软弱的，是有大能的。
Christ in us has power, but not weak.
前一阵子我听到西南区有位姊妹的见证，我也很受感动。
There's a sister that testified in our West Office Church.
她是对传福音的家人非常有负担。
She has the burden to teach, spread the gospel to the family.
所以呢，她就有休假，她就回去来跟家人传福音。
Whenever she takes vacation, she goes back home and talk to them in God about the gospel.
那在回去以前呢，她自己也觉得很难。
Before she left, she felt difficult.
她的弟兄呢，觉得更难。
Her husband felt even more difficult.
但是呢，她就是非常的真的用把基督的爱很真心的把它带给他的家人。
She wants to bring the love of Christ to her family member.
所以他见到人，他家人呢，他就不讲别的，他就是传福音。
Whoever she sees, she only talk about Christ.
最后呢，他的家人，几个家人都得救了。
At the end, a lot of her members, the family members, had been saved.
还不止这样，他弟兄的亲戚呢，也都得救了。
Not only that, the husband's side, many relatives were saved.
然后我听他的见证，我非常的也是非常惊讶啊。
I was surprised.
因为你向自己人传福音呢，也许是自己家人传福音，也许还容易一点。像你的丈夫或者是妻子的家人传福音呢，可能还更难一点。
Maybe it's easier to spread the gospel to your family side, but it's difficult to spread the gospel to the spouse side.
但是呢，感谢主，我们的姊妹呢，她没有放弃。
But thank the Lord, our sister did not give up.
她也没有觉得这件事情是不可能的事。
She did not think it's not possible.
她靠着基督的能力呢，来见证，来主的救恩。
By the power of Christ, she testified the salvation of our Lord.
所以我们知道说，神的能力是在人的软弱上可以显得完全。
We know that the power of God manifests on the weakness of man.
最后，基督的能力呢，让我们可以得着力量来做一个刚强的人。
At the end, that we can be a stronger man when we have the power of God.
在希伯来书里面有一段话让我们可以大得激励。
In the Hebrews, we are strengthened by these words.
在希伯来书十一章33节、34节里面这样讲。
Chapter 11, verse 33 and 34.
他说他们就是这些因着信的人这些好像微不足道的人，因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打败外邦的全军。
Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight in the armies of the aliens.
基督的能力是神迹。
The power of God is a miracle.
不是靠人的力量，乃是靠神的力量。
It's not by the strength of man, but by the power of God.
而且是带来爆炸性的大能。
Also brings the explosive power.
愿意我们天天寻求他的能力和他的面。
May we seek his strength and his face.
让我们每天与主交谈，借着读经祷告来亲近神。
May we fellowship with him through prayer and reading Bible.
我们每天可以满得圣灵的能力，大有盼望。
We can have the power of spirit every day.With hope.
当我们得着神的能力，得着基督的能力以后呢，我们可以借着这个力量来赞美神。
When we have the power of Christ, we can praise God.
我们可以来胜过试炼。
We can overcome trial.
我们可以为主做见证。
We can testify for Him.
我们为得着力量做刚强的人。
We can be a strong man.
把一切的荣耀来归给神。
To give him the glory.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主啊，哦主，你说神的能力显在基督的上面。
You say the power of God manifests on the Christ.
主啊，愿意基督的能力来覆庇我们。
May the Christ, the power of Christ cover us.
主啊，我们向你承认，多少时候，主，我们都是靠着自己的能力，在地上生活。
We want to admit that to you that we depend on our own strength to live our daily life.
以至于常常我们就会遭遇到许多的困难。
So that we encounter many difficulties.
我们经历不到神的能力。
We cannot experience the power of God.
主啊，愿我们常常被你能够带到尽头。
May you bring us to our end point.
主啊，让我们可以学习来依靠你。
So that we can learn how to trust you.
让我们学习在自己的里面是软弱的，在主里面是刚强的。
So that we know in ourselves we are weak, but in you we are strong.
让我们被带到死地，好像基督的生可以在我们的死这样子，在靠在向自己的死里面可以显现出来。
So that we can die in ourselves, but brought to life in you.
主，我们仰望你，主啊，让基督的能力来。来覆庇我们。
We look to you that the power of Christ be covering us.
好像我们在每天的生活里面，我们做一个赞美的人。
In our daily life, we become a man of praise.
让我们能够靠着基督的能力，主啊，能够来放胆的为你来做见证。
By the power of Christ, we can witness for you.
主啊，让我们主能够真是不靠自己，主乃靠。天天行事为人，主乃靠神的大能。
Not to depend on ourselves, but by the power of Christ.
愿你来恩待我们。
May you have grace on us.
让我们在每一个人都来经历基督的能力，能够让主在我们身上得到荣耀。
So every one of us can experience the power of God that we can glorify you.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.